It is after hours here on The Fan. We do have Ask Tommy Anything coming up in a little over an hour. It's your one opportunity all week to ask me whatever you want. Doesn't have to be sports. In fact, I would encourage you not to ask me about sports because you could ask me about sports any time you want, unless you see me out. And then I'm like Bradley Cooper in The Hangover. It's summer. You do not exist. Okay? Like when the kids came up to him when school was out for the summer, he's like, get away from me. And then I'd be like, please, leave me alone. But otherwise, you could ask me sports here in the area where I get paid to talk sports or on Twitter. But if you see me out in life, I don't, you know, come on, stop. Don't ask me about that. 888-808-1019 is the phone number to call. I guess Philadelphia was mad at me today because I put out on the air yesterday a trade proposal where the Giants would get A.J. Brown and the Eagles would get Kayvon Thibodeau. And
are you an adult or are you a child? Oh,
take a breath. And WIP picked it up. And all the Eagle fans are just living in my mentions now, calling me an idiot.
I know your family doesn't care if you're around at home.
That's not true. My family misses me very much. So my cat, who loves me dearly, and I love him dearly back. My wife, my family loves me. My parents, they listen every night. And my little bundle of joy, my little kitten, who just runs around. He's just a maniac now. He's just running every square foot of the house. Has just now become his. And
he's a special boy.
He's just getting so rambunctious. And there's so many. Literally every day, there is a new. I'm not kidding. There is a new toy in our apartment.
Cat.
Now there is this sort of. It almost looks like kind of like a pyramid, and like there's like different like balls on it, and it spins around. So then he can like kind of play with it, and we have a motorized ball that kind of goes everywhere, and a motorized car that goes everywhere, and this like springy thing that he plays with. There's so many toys.
Cat.
And my credit card bill is through the roof. Amazon is at my house every other day. Jeff Bezos should have invited me to his wedding in Italy. I could have been there with Brady and Sydney Sweeney. But am I willing to shell out the money for my cat? Yes.
He's my special boy.
Because you just come home, he looks at you with these little blue eyes, and he just stares at you. I got home last night, and my wife's on the couch, and the cat is just sleeping on her, and she is sleeping on the couch.
Cat.
And it was very, very, very cute, and I didn't want to disturb them. So I go to bed, I wake up, and I get a text from her, and she said, why didn't you shut the light when you got home?
My wife is a dingbat.
Well, hold on a second. I didn't want to disturb you guys. I'm already paying enough. What's a couple extra bucks for the electricity? You guys were so peaceful. He woke up when I came in, but she didn't, amazingly. But whether it's paying for more electricity, more heat, more toys, I'm going to do it for my cat. No questions asked. He now runs the house.
He's my special boy.
888-808-1019 is the phone number to call. Let me see here. What do I want to talk about? All right, we'll get to the fan focus in just 1 minute. Let's get back to your calls here. We've talked about a lot so far. Yankees, why I wouldn't thrust Anthony Volpe back into the starting role. Aaron Judge, what his legacy will be with the Yankees and amongst the fans as far as his perception. If he doesn't win a World Series, we will mix in the Knicks as we move on here till midnight. Jalen Brunson, a lot was said about the contract that he could be looking at in a couple years. That is sort of down the line, but tomorrow we have the Pistons. Jeremy Sohan's debut, it sounds like he's going to get Diawara's minutes. We'll discuss that. A lot on the table here. Jets, Giants, really a buffet of sports topics. Let's head out to Brooklyn. Anthony's on the fan. What's up, Anthony?
Hey, Tommy.
Hey.
You know, it's funny. It's kind of funny hearing you kind of eat your words because about a month ago, an older gentleman called you up and was telling you about all the money you're going to spend on his cat. And you're like, toys? No way. I'm not getting this cat anything.
Nah.
It just happens, bro. There's nothing you can do.
Yeah, no, I've realized now that I am at the mercy, not only of the cat, but at my wife, because whatever she wants to do spending-wise, whether it's take him to a groomer or whatever, a kitty, a spa, I'm pretty much, and she has my credit card, so I'm really at the mercy of the cat at this point. and her.
Right. And you know, talking about Judge, you know, I'm 58 years old, Yankee fan. I heard the same things with Don Mattingly. You know, he didn't win a World Series. How's he going to be looked at? He's still loved. Judge is going to be loved.
But you know what, though, Anthony? You can answer this one better than me. I wonder, though, if there's a little bit of a feeling towards Yankee fans when it comes to Mattingly that the injuries, the team wasn't always great when he's on the team. So is there a little bit of like that sympathy card they would have for him, whereas with Judge they wouldn't?
Well, you know what? You're 100% right, but I'm very glad what Judge said, because, you know, you can't win a World Series by yourself. Everybody knows that. Okay, Judge had a good World Series. Everybody else on that team batted 200. So for Judge to come out and say, listen, what are we doing? You know, you need to put, you know, we're the Yankees. You know, sign these free agents. Get some good players here. So I think that helps them a lot, and I think it's going to be a wake-up call, you know, for the organization, as far as he can't do it alone. And yeah, he's had a lot of playoffs where he didn't do well, but, you know, like I don't know if you said it or other people said it, you know, these are his prime years. Get him the people he needs.
No, absolutely. You know? This is, I mean, look, I think I'm being fair when I say three, four more prime years, maybe six or seven left in the big leagues. He's going to be 34. I would say 40, 41 is kind of that line of demarcation where players that get to that point usually retire around that age. Even with the DH, I would expect that would probably be the end. So three or four more years of a prime, six more years of his career, that isn't that many chances to win a World Series. He's got to get one, though. So he's got
to. And one other thing, as far as the Mets with Soto, I mean, I put last year's loss on Stearns, okay? He didn't get any quality starting pitching. He could have.
You're saying at the deadline or before the season, or both?
Before the season, okay. And especially the deadline. He had a plan. I got it. He thought, he figured, I'm going to bring up these young kids,
right,
and they're going to be good enough. And I think that if he got one or two better starting pitchers, they definitely would have been in the playoffs. And you know what? I think they would have went to the World Series. So, to me, that's all on Stearns. You know, you're going to have off nights, off hitting nights,
sure.
But starting pitching the second half was brutal. I mean, you're a Met fan. You lived it more than I did.
Well, Anthony, the couple things I would say there. The stuff about the pitchers they acquired. Montas obviously speaks for itself. Holmes had a good year. At the deadline, there weren't a lot of starting pitchers that were moved. So I don't think there was a big market for starting pitchers. So I'll give him a pass on that one. Where I would offer some constructive criticism is McClain and Sproat. You know, Tong wasn't ready. He showed that. But McClain for sure, and even to a degree Sproat, especially when you consider where the state of the pitching by around the midway point of the year, give or take, those guys should have been brought up sooner. That was a miscalculation. They should have been brought up sooner. So I think the Montas stuff, obviously fair. Deadline, I'd push back. There weren't a lot of starting pitchers that were moved. And the young studs in a McClain and even to a degree Sproat should have been up here sooner as reinforcements. Now, Stearns is not banking on Manaea, a guy that always is healthy, getting hurt. Even when he came back, he was probably dealing with some type of injury because he was just not the same guy from the year prior or really throughout his career. And that's why you have a situation where Manaea, Peterson, Senga, three guys. Peterson, even though he was an all-star, still is a bounce-back candidate when you consider the second half he had. You have three guys that you could circle and say, all right, all of them are bounce-back candidates. If you get one of them to bounce back, you're in good shape. When you consider McClain, when you consider Peralta, when you consider Holmes, and if you get one of Manaea, Senga, or Peterson to bounce back, that gives you the four strong in the rotation that you need. And that's more than most teams can say that they have. 888-808-1019 is the phone number to call. Let's go to Steve in Houston. What's up, Steve?
Hey, Tommy. Thanks for being tall, man.
Yeah,
appreciate it.
Mm-hmm.
couple of things. For those of people who want to say you're a Yankee hater, I mean, isn't there still a king in New York? And don't you represent that man's name as King Judge?
Yes.
You respect the Yankees, even though we know your allegiance lies.
I don't know how
and
to... I couldn't respect them anymore. But I do hold them to an extremely high standard.
No, like I said, your passion, I was very inspired by your passion.
Well, thank you.
My blood pressure got high because of you,
good.
Man.
Oh, well, hopefully that's a good thing for you. But like I said, I try to provide the positive voice for the Met fan because we know that is very much needed because it tends to lean negative when it comes to Met fan voices. So I feel just this inner feeling that I have to be that positive guy, and I think it's worked well and people do appreciate it. And then I hold the Yankees to the highest possible standards because they are the best franchise in the history of sports. And I hear from Yankee fans. I know a lot of Yankee fans. I am in a group chat with all Yankee fans, and you know a lot of the names. John Jastrzemski, Chris Lapresti, Sean Marash.
Listen,
this is the way they feel.
Oh, yeah. And you're positive, Tommy. And STD spread, my man.
Well, STD spread,
yeah.
So settle the debate.
Positivity.
Yep, settle the debate. No doubt. Yeah, right.
No, of course. You're the man, brother.
Yep.
So, like, stay calm, Barkley, just like Wingstop for Porzingis.
Yep.
So, listen, we love Joe Beningo, but of course, Steve Summers. I brought you, little poem to keep you calm.
You brought me a poem to keep me calm?
Yeah, yeah. Like,
do we need, let me ask you this.
Imagine it's...
Yeah, let me ask you this, though, Steve. Do you need poem music? Do you need Connor to kind of pull up some poem music, or you're comfortable doing it dry?
So you know when, like, Steve Summers would do, like, he would go into maybe had a little some, but of course, like, he would just start with something, and you're like, what's this building to? And you know how it goes.
A little mood
because
music, I think, Steve, is probably appropriate for you.
Like I said, about an hour ago, our blood pressure...
Yeah.
Through the roof.
Yes.
Who can bring you down better
than
Mrs. Simmer Summers, right? Yeah.
Yes.
So,
this is
a little poem.
Okay.
For the Met fans.
For the Met fans.
On prevention.
Yes.
Sounds like we need a intervention for Stearns and Cohen's so the Mets can get going.
Going.
Who leads off?
Leads off.
Who knows?
Who knows?
Baby Beatty.
Beatty.
Soto.
Soto.
Mark Vientos.
Vientos, yes.
Mandy better manage the lineup.
Lineup, yep.
Cats meow with Bo Bichette. Bombs and crowds go wow.
Wow.
Oh. Oof. And Mrs. Met gets the crowd bonkers.
Sure does.
With those huge knickerbockers.
Mm-hmm.
Because just as we start, knickerbockers in the Met, let's go, Tommy. Make those bets.
Yes.
All right, I'm out of time, brother.
No, you're good, Steve. This is positive, Tommy. And this is a very positive, safe place, not just for Met fans, but even you Yankee fans. I know you want a piece of positive, Tommy. Not just to yell at me, but you almost want the power of positivity in the Bronx. And perhaps McMahon doesn't give you enough of that positivity when he's talking New York Yankee baseball and Beatty and Boopy and Boom and baseball and boop.
McGonagall.
If you're not getting enough positivity from McGonagall.
McGonagall.
If Chris McFlockical.
McGonagall.
Is not enough of a positive light, and you need more positivity in your light, then you should tune into After Hours, the premier home for Yankee positivity.
Loogie!
The premier home for positivity in general. Normally I have to pay like $500 for that type of thing. You go to a spa all day, you know, they do this, they play the music. That was a good one there. Thank you, Steve. I feel very centered right now. I think we're all in a good place. I think we did the yelling. We did the screaming. But that's what it's like at my house. I don't know what it's like at your house, but we scream and yell at each other. And then we eat some pasta fagioli. my grandmother, God rest her soul, would say, "Who's yelling? We're talking." And that's just the way we would operate.
Tommy!
And then afterwards, you'd play left, right, center. You'd talk behind one of your family members' back. That's not there.
Tommy!
And we'd all take a deep breath. I think we're in a good place. Yankee fans, I think this is the start of a beautiful friendship.
Loogie!
Between me and you. Trust me. 888-808-1019 is the phone number to call. It's After Hours. Coming up in just about an hour. Let's try to make it 10 p.m. sharp. Ask Tommy anything. It's your opportunity to ask me whatever you want. Doesn't have to be sports. In fact, I encourage it not to be about sports.
Ask Tommy anything.
Thank you. No need for your applause. I would encourage you not to ask me about sports only because you could ask me about sports anytime. This is your chance to ask me whatever you want. Movies, television shows, love both of them very much. Have a good memory when it comes to both of those things. Pop culture, life, radio, the whole nine. That's coming up at 10 o'clock. Next hour, Knicks back in action, second half tomorrow against the Pistons. So right out of the gate, the type of matchup that you want to see. And I will give my thoughts on the second half, on Jalen Brunson, on his contract situation. So we will open up the floor to the Knicks in the next hour. We'll keep going on Yankees, Mets. If you want to sprinkle in some Giants, some Jets, the quarterback search for the Jets, absolutely, by all means, call me up, 888-808-1019. It's After Hours. Positive Tommy here in prime time. Tommy Lugauer on the Fan.